Chapter 72. Sally flinched as something touched her shoulder, and she opened her eyes to see Tim standing by the bed, smiling down at her. "Wakey, wakey," he said. He was holding a blue mug. "I made you coffee." He had showered and dressed and looked remarkably fresh considering everything they had gone through in the past 12 hours. She sat up and took the coffee from him. "Thanks," she said. "What time is it?"
7. The Yanks are up and getting ready to move out."
"Did they say when?"
8, 8:30.
"Are you okay?"
He sat down on the bed.
"In what way?"
She sipped her coffee as she wondered how best to answer his question. She settled on a shrug and a smile.
"About what happened?"
He nodded at the bed.
"Yeah, I'm very okay, but a bit confused."
"I'm sorry." He reached over and stroked her hair.
"Can we make today a day when you don't feel you need to apologize?"
"I'll try." She sipped her coffee again, and he took away his hand.
"Confused about what?" she asked him.
"About what we are. Are we boyfriend, girlfriend, friends with benefits, ships that pass in the night?
Do we need a label?"
He chuckled.
"I guess not. It just makes it easier for me to understand where we are."
"Did I really break your heart?"
He nodded earnestly.
"Fuck yeah.
You never said anything. You just let me go."
He shrugged.
"Would it have made any difference if I had said anything?
You seem pretty definite about what you wanted or what you didn't want."
"It wasn't that I didn't want you. I just wanted something else."
He finished for her.
"That's what I thought.
And now?"
"Now, I'm not sure."
She took another sip of her coffee. He'd made it exactly the way she liked it. Milky with 2 sugars.
"And that's why I'm confused, Sally. My feelings never changed. You came into my life and I fell in love with you. And then you left me."
"I'm back now," she said quietly.
"Are you though?"
he said with a frown.
"Are you?"
She nodded.
"Yes. But can we not give it a label?"
He grinned.
"Deal."
She slipped her hand around his neck and drew him closer, then kissed him on the lips, hard.